Today's Making Mountains Move podcast is brought to you by IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com. Are you looking for an actionable, step-by-step, tailored web strategy for your business? Go to IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com and receive your very own customized business X-ray report. You must understand and remember that your customers are looking for you online right now. Can they find you? Visit IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com.
The stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away, and I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on, and I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go and then just click whatever I want, and straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly, powerful stuff.
What's up, Mountain Movers? Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com. Man, oh, woman, we've got a keeper for you today. I mean real meat and potatoes. This afternoon, I had the incredible opportunity to sit down with one of today's top leading experts on time management. Her name is Catherine McKinnon. She's the author of the Amazon bestseller in its category, Triple Your Time Today, 10 Proven Time Management Strategies to Help You Create and Save More Time. You want to talk about time management. You want to talk about making mountains move. Catherine wrote and published this book in less than 90 days. 90 days! Absolutely incredible. Well, not only did I interview Catherine and get her to reveal her very best time management strategies, she also shares with us pure nuggets of wisdom and how to plow past procrastination and also how to remain positive, directed, and focused. I'm telling you, this is a keeper. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, if you're just somebody looking to maximize your time and maximize your efficiency, do yourself a favor. Take a time out right now. Grab a pen and a notebook. Take diligent notes. I have a notebook full of notes from this call, and take action. I'll come back at the end. We'll wrap things up. I'll share with you my own power notes from the call and how you can learn more about Catherine and her time management strategies. My guest today is a personal time management expert, Catherine McKinnon. Catherine has been an executive life coach since 1992. This Harvard MBA, former Harvard Business School administrator, and teacher of the HBS Career Management Seminar has 32 years of corporate and entrepreneurial business experience. She's also the author of the best-selling book in its category on Amazon, Triple Your Time Today, 10 Proven Time Management Strategies to Help You Create and Save More Time. How awesome is that? For over 20 years as a coach, Catherine has dedicated her professional life to helping hundreds of motivated women executives, entrepreneurs, professionals, and open-minded men who are torn apart from trying to meet the demands of their job, family, and spouse within a constantly evaporating pool of time. Catherine helps clients develop the inner tools and strategies to stay organized, productive, and focused to quickly achieve order out of chaos and reach greater levels of success with their life, career, and most importantly, for today's subject, their time. Now, clearly, Catherine leads a full life. She's the founder and operator of two businesses, has been happily married to the same man for over 22 years. She's the mother of two energetic teenagers, a professional singer, jewelry designer, Reiki master, career mentor in the HBS Women's Mentorship Program, chair of the Harvard Business School Association of Boston Membership Committee, and also a community volunteer. In short, Catherine McKinnon is a mountain mover. For more information about Catherine for coaching, you can check out Catherine-McKinnon.com. That's Catherine-McKinnon, McKinnon.com. Definitely check out our book, Triple Your Time Today. It's on Amazon. We'll provide the link for that. Catherine McKinnon, thank you so much for taking time out of your clearly busy schedule for joining us on the Making Mountains Move show today.
Oh, Chuck, thank you so much for having me. I'm so delighted to be here, and I'm going to help you move some mountains today.
I love it. That's what this is all about. Listen, let's just dig right into it. I've been looking forward to having you on the show for a while now, and if we could just kind of dig into your book here a little bit. I know you go over 10 time management strategies. If you could just give us an overview of those 10 time management strategies from your book. Catherine, specifically, what are the ways you recommend that we can save more time in our businesses and our professional life?
Well, thank you, Chuck. Let's get right into that because I know there are people on the call who would really like to know the answer to that. And I just wanted to thank you again because I'm delighted to be here with you. And I really appreciate the chance to share my blessings and some of my best strategies for saving time with your audience. And I'd also like people to know that I will have a special offer for your group later in the broadcast, so I recommend you stick around for the next 30 minutes. We're going to move through this in the most time-efficient manner, and you're going to get the most bang for your buck out of this call. So if you feel torn apart and overwhelmed trying to meet the demands of your job or your business or your spouse or even your family, and you feel like you're living in a constantly evaporating pool of time, or if you're stressed because you have too many things to do and too much responsibility or too much information and not enough time, or if you procrastinate on important projects because other priorities take up your time and you just don't know what to do next, or you feel frustrated because you never accomplish anything and then you're right, you just don't know what to do next, well, I want you to know that you are in the right place because my first strategy to save more time is to develop the right mindset, because we all have 24 hours in every day, but what that means is we have 1,400 minutes or 86,000 seconds in every day, and the question to ask is, how do you spend those 86,000 seconds each day? And more importantly, do you remember what you thought about while you were spending your time? Where was your mind? Were you focused on your goals and what you were intending to do, or was your mind somewhere else? Because if you're not getting the results you want with your time, maybe it's because you're not focused on the right things. You know, when you create the right mindset, you can become far more efficient with your time because you're consciously aware of what you're thinking about each moment, and that helps you reach your goals. Now, my second strategy for saving time is to do the right things at the right times. How do you spend the time you have? You know, your time is a precious commodity. It's a valuable resource. Once it's gone, you can never get it back. If you're not doing the things that you're thinking about, if you're doing one thing but your mind is somewhere else, or you're multitasking, for instance, if you're multitasking on this call right now, you're not going to get the most out of this call. You're not doing the right things at the right times. You also have to know what you want to accomplish in order to do the right things at the right times. You've got to set goals for yourself. You have to have intentions for reaching your goals. Are your values aligned with your intentions? And what are your priorities to make the best use of your time? To answer these questions requires a certain level of mental engagement and commitment from you. You have to know what you want to accomplish in order to do the right things at the right times, and you have to remain focused on your goals in order to achieve the results you want. Now, my third strategy for saving time is to systemize and take control over your time. A lot of people don't do this, but it's really one of the most essential things you can do to help create time for yourself. It's not how much time we spend on something that matters. What really matters is how we spend the time we have. When you put systems in place to organize your personal or professional life, you can repeat that process over and over, and that habit of systemizing processes can save you a lot of time because you're not reinventing the wheel. So a simple daily to-do list to keep track of pending projects is just one example of a system that can work really well. You can also schedule similar activities together. You can conduct sales calls, client meetings or appointments on specific days or at specific times of the day to create a system for helping you organize your day and stay productive. I include lots more examples of how you can create systems in my book. The fourth strategy to save time is by using your time and your learning style to your advantage. Now, did you know we learn best using one predominant learning style? A lot of people don't know this. That means we require time to process information in our very own unique way to help us function in the world. There's a professor, Dr. Howard Gardner from Harvard University, says that there are three predominant learning styles. He actually has developed more than that, but I only focus on three in my book. And they are visual, auditory, and kinesthetic. Now, if you're a visual learner, you learn by seeing or through visuals, like videos or handouts or flip charts. If you're an auditory learner, you learn by listening. Auditory learners learn best through lectures and discussions, talking things through and listening to what other people have to say. If you're an auditory learner, reading text aloud and using a tape recorder really helps. If you're a kinesthetic learner, you learn by doing. You need to experience learning by moving around, actively participating, or working with your hands. My husband and my kids are kinesthetic learners. They just got to be standing up when they're thinking. My question is, do you know what your learning style is, and what does this have to do with managing your time? Well, I had a client I want to share a little example of with you, and she was working on a financial planning exam in order to get certification and in order to move up in her company and progress forward in her job. And she had failed the exam the first time, and she came to me, and she was desperate because she really wanted to move ahead, and she just couldn't get the material. So I said to her, what's your learning style? And she didn't know. She had no idea. So I started to probe, and we figured out that she was an auditory learner, and that meant that she learned by listening. So I suggested that she go get the book in an audio format and that she engage the help of her daughter to help her learn this material by listening to it and having the daughter ask her some questions and really learn in a totally different way from the approach she had been taking before. And you know what? She, within a couple of weeks, she had gotten through all the material. She passed that course with flying colors, and she was promoted in her company. So she's moving really well and progressing really well in her company, and she's actually just taken on a brand new job in that company, and they promoted her again. So she really got it, and I just want to mention that with this strategy, you know, if you know your individual learning style, you can use that to your advantage. It'll take you less time to accomplish simple tasks, and you'll accomplish so much more in less time. My fifth strategy is to save time by finding extra time in your day. A lot of us don't know how to do that, but we all have the exact same amount of time each day. And if you don't learn how to make the most of your time, you'll always struggle to accomplish everything in your business and your career and your personal life. And in my book, I lay out a time tracking system to help you find an extra 15 minutes in every hour. And basically, the process is that you set a goal for yourself and you get a timer. You set it to an hour and then you see how much you can accomplish within that hour. You'll accomplish a lot more if you stay focused on your goals and keep track of your time. And this is a really easy exercise that really helps. I lay out the whole process in my book. That's just a tiny example of what you can do today, though, to get started. Strategy six is learning how to let go of stress and overwhelm. Now, if you knew how to let go of feeling stressed and overwhelmed, how much more time would flow into your life? And do you even realize how much stress has an impact on your time management skills? The problem with being stressed is that it's so overwhelming. It interferes with your ability to think clearly, to make decisions, to take the steps that can get you out of confusion, and to help you take back control over your time. Stress, I don't know if you know this, but it also builds up toxic levels of cortisol and adrenaline in your body, and that can lead to weight gain and a breakdown of your immune system. It can actually contribute to memory loss and lots of health issues. So recognizing that you're under stress and then letting it go can help you create and save more time to focus on the things that you control and that really matter. My seventh strategy for saving time is to leverage your time. Do you know how to leverage your time so that you can get the most value out of it? Well, the first step towards leveraging your time is to calculate what your time is worth. Now, how much do you make in a year, and what's that hourly rate? If you can figure that out, once you know the value of your time, then you can, when you begin a new project or a task, you just ask yourself these questions. Is this activity worth the value of my time? And number two, is there something else that I could be doing that would be a better use and value of my time? So if you can't answer yes to both those questions, then you're not leveraging your time or making the best use of your time. So let the task go or assign it to someone else or hire someone to do it at an hourly rate that's lower than yours. My eighth strategy, to save time is by reducing or eliminating distractions. You know, the number one priority in business today is to reduce or eliminate distractions and interruptions. It is a huge issue in corporations today. There are just times when you have too much to do and you might buckle down and focus, or like a lot of people, you might get overwhelmed and freeze up or even look for a distraction. Because many executives I work with feel totally overwhelmed by all the responsibilities they have, and they take on too much, or they try to please everyone, and they burn out helping others, and then their responsibilities spill over from work into their personal time, and that causes them to lose their energy and sense of balance. Well, if you can eliminate or reduce some of these distractions, like not allowing interruptions or learning to say no when others ask for your time or turning off your cell phone or email alerts, well, then you can accomplish so much more with the time you have because you'll be more focused. And that'll free up time for you to complete projects that and then have time left over to do some of the things that you really want to do. Now, my ninth strategy is to save time while you sleep. And this is a really great one. I love this one. I do this all the time. When I was an innovation management consultant, I learned this technique for solving problems that was so simple. Yet it was really elegant. When you're awake during the day, your mind is loaded with thoughts. And you have on average, I don't know if you knew this, but we have on average about 20,000 thoughts a day. Unfortunately, about 70 to 80% of those thoughts are negative, which means you spend a lot of time thinking unproductively. And it's the negative thinking that actually gets in the way of achieving the results you want. Your negative thoughts stop you from accomplishing what you want because negative thoughts create doubt and fear, and that creates hesitation and an inability to act and get things done. And if you're not working towards the direction of your goal, then you're not achieving it. And that means it'll take you longer to get there. It'll just take more time. But did you know that negative thoughts don't have the same effect on your mind when you go to sleep with a positive intention? Hmm. Because your mind never sleeps. I don't know if you knew this, but your mind just plays back. It's like a tape recorder. It plays back what you put into it while you're sleeping at night. So if you go to sleep with a positive intention of solving a problem or coming up with a workable solution to a problem, your mind will find a way to deliver a solution to you. It might not happen overnight, but it will happen. You just have to look for the solution and expect it to turn up. And when you solve problems more quickly, you save time. Now, I cover that whole process of saving time and solving problems while you sleep in my book, and it's really great. People say that it has helped them tremendously. So the 10th strategy to save more time is to create new rituals to help triple your time every day. And if you've unconsciously slipped into repeating the same habits and routines you've been trying to change, then you might be wasting a lot of time because boredom creates apathy. And if you do the same routines over and over, your mind gets bored and you might find yourself slipping into some old unproductive habits. But to avoid this kind of a slump, I add something new to spice up my routines, to wake up my brain and keep myself alert. I add rituals to keep my routines fresh and kind of keep my brain interested. In my book, I cover some of my personal rituals, like always getting enough sleep, because that's really important. Setting intentions every morning for what I want to accomplish every day. Finding time to reward myself for my accomplishments, because it's important to be able to focus on what you actually have achieved as well. And going to sleep with a grateful attitude, because that raises your vibration, it raises your level of appreciation, and that sets the tone for a more positive attitude. So if you choose to adopt just one of these 10 strategies during the day, you're going to save a lot of time, and you'll find that you created the space and the time to accomplish the things you need to do so you can do more of what you want to do and more of what really matters to you.
Catherine, this is awesome. I mean, this is real meat and potatoes right here. I hope everyone listening has a notebook out, is taking notes. This is some serious content right here, powerful stuff. Now, Catherine, as you know, most of my audience here is made up primarily of entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, people that have that entrepreneurial spirit and want to start their endeavors. So I receive a lot of questions from my subscribers and people tuning in on how to stay positive, how to stay directed, and how to stay focused in their entrepreneurial endeavors. So, you know, Catherine, if you could just go a little bit deeper here, how do you do that? How do you stay more positive, directed, and focused as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, because it's so easy to kind of get into a bad mood. Like this morning, I almost got into a really bad mood because the traffic was horrible getting my son to school. My husband's traveling, and I have a lot to do today, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, this isn't me. This is not the way I want to start off my day. So the best way to stay positive, directed, and focused is by creating the right mindset. And I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years, and in order to be successful as an entrepreneur or to be successful in anything you do, you have to be focused on your goals. And that means you have to know three things. What do you want to accomplish? What are your short-term goals and your long-term goals? And if you don't set goals for yourself, you're going to waste a lot of time wondering why you never get anything done. And I think that's why a lot of people have difficulty managing their time, because they just don't set goals. They don't have to be big goals, just daily goals. Just start with something small. And then number two, what are your priorities for reaching goals? This is important because you want to know if your values and beliefs are in line with your goals. For example, if your goal is to become successful, wealthy, an entrepreneur, owning your own business, but deep down you don't believe you deserve it, you don't believe you deserve success, you don't believe you deserve wealth, then you'll never reach that goal. So with this strategy, I teach you that your thoughts drive your feelings and responses, and your beliefs do as well. Your thoughts create your reality. What you spend your time focusing on is what you achieve in your life. Just think about that. You control very few things in your life. You control your thoughts. You control your words. You control what you feel, your emotions, and you control your responses, and that's it. You can't be angry or worried, fearful and happy at the same time. There's just no way to have more than one thought or emotion at the same time. So you have to choose which thought and emotion you want to live with each and every moment. And thoughts and emotions pave the way for how you respond. And that leads to what you experience. You see, most of us create our experiences by accident. We don't create with awareness. And I think that's because we just don't realize we can create our experiences. I don't think people realize that we have that much control over what we do. When you learn to focus your mind, you can become a powerful creator of wonderful experiences by choice rather than by chance. You can choose to create with full awareness rather than by accident. You can choose what you think and what you say and how you feel and how you respond and what you want to create with your actions. You know, you can create more of the worry and the stress you experience by thinking more about what's bothering you. Or you can choose not to allow stress to affect you in a way that hurts you or creates pain or even disease. In every moment, you can choose to live your life focused on worry and fear, or you can choose to make room for something more positive, something better. You can learn to transform the negativity and even let it go. But first, you have to understand that a good thought creates the energy of a good experience. And a fearful or doubtful thought creates the energy and the experience of more worry and stress. You choose your thoughts and you speak your words, and you're the only one who chooses what to do, and you're the only one who lives your life. Nobody else lives your life for you. You don't have control over anyone else. You can influence them, but you can't control their thoughts or their words or even what they ultimately do. So don't focus on any of that. Don't focus on what other people do or say or think. Once you understand what you actually do control, then you can let the rest go and use that awareness to begin to create and transform all the experiences in your life. You see, because when you do this, when you change the way you think on the inside, Chuck, everything else around you changes on the outside. When you're fearful or worried or you're under stress, I tell my clients, always reach for a better thought. A good thought will create a better feeling, and that'll help you make better choices, which will lead you to better responses and experiences. You might not believe you have control of your time because of the demands that others make of you, and you may be saying, oh, Catherine, you know, everybody's after me for my time. But you do have control over what you think about when you spend your time, and you have control over how you respond to a situation before you take the time to do anything. When you create this kind of mindset and you think of your time in this way, you begin to live with a greater sense of awareness and freedom and focus about what you choose to do with the time you have. So this strategy to develop the right mindset helps you stay positive. It helps you stay directed and focused. and it helps you create and save more time.
That's so insightful, Catherine. I mean, that's people can take that immediately, put it into action, and reap rewards. It's fantastic. And if we could just, you know, we talk about my audience and some of the topics that they're interested in. Well, one of the biggest issues for entrepreneurs is clearly procrastination. So if we could maybe just spend a little bit of time here, Catherine, and talking about overcoming procrastination, what tips or strategies do you recommend for dealing with this crippling issue that so many entrepreneurs encounter?
Yeah, it is a crippling issue, and fortunately, I've developed a strategy, and it's helped me so many times. It helped me write my book in 90 days and publish it. Write and publish my book in 90 days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was just awesome. And I use this these techniques all the time. So I actually practice what I teach. I don't just teach this. I really do these things. The answer to why people procrastinate or how can you overcome procrastination it really lies to the reason why you procrastinate. Some people set goals for themselves and then they procrastinate on reaching their goals, and they want to write a book or they want to make a certain amount of money this year or finish that project they started. And when I ask my clients why they procrastinate on their goals, sometimes they tell me it's because they don't know where to start or what to do next, or the task they're about to undertake seems too large or complicated, so they avoid it altogether. And other people procrastinate out of fear of failure. If they try to reach a goal and they fail, they think that they'll let themselves down or someone else down, so they don't even get out of the starting block. And other people procrastinate as a way of maintaining some sense of control, some odd sense of control over a world they just don't control. And that's an interesting psychological one. But awareness is the first step towards making any change in a habit or behavior. And if you know why you're hesitating or procrastinating, you can then at least start to address some potential solutions. So the first thing I recommend people do is have you set a reasonable goal for yourself that you have a chance of accomplishing, or have you set the bar too high for yourself? You know, is it unreasonable so you know you're going to fail at it? The world wasn't built in a day, so start with baby steps or break up big goals or projects into more manageable pieces with a realistic timetable for reaching them. And the third thing I recommend you can do is get help from other people to help you reach your goals. We can't do everything ourselves. If you've done those things and you're still not reaching your goals because you've developed some non-supporting habits, then the next step is to find the motivation to change. If you're really not motivated to make a change in your life, then you're going to stay stuck right where you are, so don't even try.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, people are only motivated for two reasons, to seek pleasure or to avoid pain. Only two reasons why people are motivated. If you really want to make a change or reach a goal but you've been procrastinating, ask yourself these questions. And these are important, so you really should write these down. How is not reaching my goal or procrastinating serving or helping me? How is not reaching my goal or procrastinating serving or helping me? There's got to be some benefit to not reaching your goal. Otherwise, you would already be there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that benefit to not reaching your goal? Number two, how is procrastinating on this goal hurting me? How is procrastinating on this goal hurting me? What is it costing me? Is it costing me time, money, emotional freedom, career satisfaction, better health? What is that? Be really specific and honest with yourself in answering these questions. It's not a test that anyone's going to grade you on, but you really need to know the answers to these things.
Get that pain out, right?
Exactly. And number three, if I stop procrastinating on this goal, what will the downside be? If I stop procrastinating on this goal, what will the downside be? What am I afraid of? What's holding me back or stopping me from accomplishing what I really want in my life right now? You'll know that because we all have the answers inside. You just aren't listening to them. And number four, if I stop procrastinating, what will I gain from that? If I stop procrastinating, what will I gain from that? What's the upside? What will the benefit be? So you want to take a look at those four questions and really think hard about why you're procrastinating, what's motivating you to stop procrastinating, and start focusing on your goals and getting something done. And the other thing I'd like you to do is just take a tiny minute to close your eyes, because I want you to really visualize yourself reaching your goal. After you've asked these questions, you visualize accomplishing what you want. What does it look like? How do you feel? Can you sense the excitement of finally obtaining what you want? Allow that energy to build in your body and feel the excitement in it and see yourself reaching your goal and saying, yes, I can do this, I can do this, this is my goal. I'm after this and it's mine. Once you have the answers to these questions, you can begin to break the cycle of procrastination, because you'll be in control of your mind. Your mind will not be in control of you. With the full understanding that you'll always have a choice in what you do and how you choose to respond, in whether or not to get up to go to the gym or stay in bed, and whether or not to tackle that project by breaking it up into smaller tasks or just allowing it to overwhelm you. So the next time you find yourself procrastinating, I recommend you apply some of these 8 strategies instead. The first one is to pick a clear, reasonable goal you want to accomplish and create a plan of action. And it doesn't have to be a big plan. A couple of steps on how you're going to get this done. Number 2, I would suggest you break your goal down into chunks or manageable-sized activities and lay it out on a calendar to do some of it every day so you can see it ahead of you. You can see what your goal is, and you can see the pieces that need to be done, and you can take, and it just looks better that way. It doesn't look like it's so overwhelming. Number 3, select one single task and start on it right away. Just don't even stop. Just don't hesitate. Just start on one small part of it just to get started. Number 4, select a small part of a big job and do only that one to get started. Number 5, set a time limit for a project or work on a major task for 30 minutes each day until it's done. I do this a lot. Some people can't do that because they want to start a project and then finish it to the end. Many times, however, because of interruptions and distractions, you can't finish a project to the end, and that stopping and starting is what's difficult for people. But I recommend you try it and set aside some time every day to work on that big project, 30 minutes just to get some of it going. Number 6, set up a reward structure and give yourself a reward for completing each part of a job, but make sure the reward is in line with the goal. In other words, you know, you don't want to eat a big piece of chocolate cake if you're trying to lose weight, so make sure that you have an appropriate reward for your goal. And number 7, create a deadline and promise others that you'll complete a task by a certain time. The social pressure of not wanting to let others down is a really big motivator for some people, so this might work for some of you. And number 8, you can also imagine that you have another project coming in a month or a week, so you have to get this done before you can start the next one, and that puts a little bit of pressure on you to get it done. Mm-hmm. So if you know it motivates you, and then you apply that to the way you approach your goals, you will begin to put an end to procrastination, because ultimately, you always have a choice in how you spend your time. It's not how much time you have that matters, Chuck. What matters most is what you choose to do with the time you have.
Amazing. I mean, 2 words come to mind right now, Catherine. Over-delivering. You're over-delivering. This has been amazing content. So helpful. And again, I just hope our listeners are really taking advantage of this and taking notes, because, again, these are applicable strategies that you can put into motion right now. I mean, I've got a notebook full. This is awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, Catherine, you mentioned at the beginning of our show here a special offer, and I think I want to know myself. I'm on it right now, and I'm sure our audience would love to know. Where can we get more information about your book, and perhaps you could tell us more about your special offer that you have?
Oh, thank you, Chuck. I'd be delighted to do that, because today, you know, we really just scratched the surface with what I share in my book and with my coaching clients. A lot of the content that I shared today is what I share with my clients, and for those in your audience who really like what you heard and you're motivated to delve a little more deeply into this topic with me, I recommend you invest in yourself by taking advantage of my special offer today, because I'd be doing you a disservice if I didn't tell you what I have available for you. My best-selling book on Amazon is called Triple Your Time Today, and it's currently available as a paperback or a Kindle, and you're welcome to pick up a copy on Amazon. I'd be delighted if you did. But today, I'm offering you something special. It's the digital version of my 150-page book, along with a brand-new 56-page companion workbook to help you create and save more time. Now, this is brand new content that I've never offered anyone before, and it will become part of a much larger online course that I'm developing. The book and the workbook combo will help you end procrastination, become more positive, directed, and focused to reach your goals and experience more of the success you want. The book is jam-packed with tips and tactics and tools and client success stories from research that I've done and working with my clients, techniques, exercises, and my 10 proven time management strategies to help you save more time every day. The workbook includes activities, exercises, templates, and worksheets. And plus, there's a bonus guided meditation to help you quickly release stress, develop a more positive frame of mind and mindset. And you can start incorporating all of these strategies into your life quickly and easily, one chapter at a time. The benefits you'll gain by investing in yourself will help you increase your focus and productivity, take control over your time, help you move forward in your business, and enjoy more of the life you've created. Now, if you don't learn these strategies from me by investing in my offer, I just plead with you, please learn these tips and tactics from someone else, because you owe it to yourself as a business professional or entrepreneur or budding entrepreneur to take care of you and to start using your time in a way that benefits you and others in a much bigger way. It's time to stop playing small. You have gifts and talents to share with the world. It's time to start using them in a bigger way. Now, I know it can be risky to make a change, but once you start reading my book and using my system, your life will start to change. I've seen it over and over again for the last 20 years with my clients. You'll become more aware of what you think. Your outlook will become more focused and positive. You'll start to develop new, productive habits and better ways to spend your time. And this awareness alone will change your life, because once you begin to make changes on the inside, everything else changes on the outside too. You'll accomplish your goals more quickly. You'll achieve the success you really want. Now, this special offer I'm making available to you for only $27. So you get both the book and the workbook for this price. Now, this content contains a lot of my customized coaching techniques that I charge hundreds and thousands of dollars for. So what is your time worth? Is it worth $27? How can you not take advantage of this? If you walk away today and you don't invest in yourself, you know, that's your choice, and I totally honor that. But you're going to miss an opportunity to discover some new insights about yourself, to find peace of mind, and 10 of the best ways you could ever learn to create and save more time. So I encourage you to take advantage of this offer today, because once I launch my online course, I'm going to take this down. I'll discontinue the special offer. So you need to go right now to www.katherin.mckinnon.com/special and access this special offer.
It's an amazing offer, and full disclosure here, I have no one, you know, there's no link back to me, guys. This is I endorse this on my own free will. I'm going to pick up this offer, Katherin. It's an amazing opportunity as an entrepreneur. As a human being, time is our most precious resource, period.
Absolutely.
Period. And you know, we read your bio at the beginning of the show. I mean, clearly, as we said, you are a mountain mover. Everything you're involved with, you are clearly an expert in time management. Triple your time today. Check it out. Check out Katherin and her work. I'll give you the link again here for the special offer, www.Katherin, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, dash McKinnon, M-C-K-I-N-N-O-N, .com/special. You'd be foolish to pass this up. Katherin, listen, I can't thank you enough. This has been an amazing interview, packed full of content, exactly what we're looking for. I just want to thank you again so much for taking time out of your evidently busy schedule and joining us on the Making Mountains Move show.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time you have taken to spend with me.
Again, a very special thank you to Katherin McKinnon, Katherin-McKinnon.com, author of Triple Your Time Today. Lots. We're talking tons of great content from this interview. So let's just review here. Let's recap. A lot to get to. These are my own Chuck notes, my own power notes. Her top 10 time management strategies. Number one, mindset. What are you thinking about while you spend your time? Number two, how do you spend the time you have? It's about doing the right things at the right time. Number three, systemize. I love this one. Systemize. Create a system to organize your day. Number four, use your time and use your learning style to your advantage. Number five, find extra time. She mentioned the resource of a time tracking system. Number six, let go of stress and overwhelm. This is huge, huge. Number seven was to leverage your time. How much is your time worth? Are your activities worth the value of your time? Number eight, reducing or eliminating distractions. Number nine, saving time while you sleep. Who would have thought? And number 10, creating new rituals. Creating new rituals. Now, Catherine also shared with us how to stay positive, directed, and focused. That by focusing your mind, you can actually create experiences by choice rather than by chance. It's all about focusing on your goals. Next, Catherine gave some killer content for overcoming procrastination, including my favorite four powerful questions to finally create change. Number one, how is not reaching your goal or procrastinating serving or helping you? What's the hidden benefit? What's the hidden benefit to not reaching your goal? Number two, how is procrastinating on this goal hurting you? What is it costing you? Literally, figure it out, write it out, map it out, get it out. Number three, if you stop procrastinating on this goal, what's the downside? What's holding you back? What's stopping you? And number four, if you stop procrastinating, what will you gain? How will you benefit? If you stop procrastinating, what are the benefits? Now, last but not least, and this was completely unexpected, Catherine made what I consider a ridiculous offer. The digital version of her 150-page book, along with a 56-page companion workbook. Sign me up. Yesterday, brand new content, never offered before, a Making Mountains Move exclusive. You can literally get access to thousands of dollars of customized coaching techniques, which will, she said this on the call, will be turned into a much larger online course. Get in now. $27. Kidding me? Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, McKinnon, McKinnon.com/special. Again, I have no affiliation to this product. I just believe in it. I believe in Catherine and her strategies. Listen, they work for me, and if you apply them, they'll work for you as well. Once again, special thanks to Catherine for joining us on the Triple M Movement. My name is Chuck Morrison. The movement heard all around the world, makingmountainsmove.com. Now, what are you doing still sitting here listening to me? Get on it. Get after it. Triple your time today and make those mountains move. Today's Making Mountains Move podcast was brought to you by IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com. Are you looking for an actionable, step-by-step, tailored web strategy for your business? Go to IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com and receive your very own customized business X-ray report. You must understand and remember that your customers are looking for you online right now. Can they find you? Visit IntelligentMarketingStrategies.com.